Blog Talk Radio.
It takes a fight to be a full-time fan. There'll be early check-ins, then late shifts, good days, and bad ones. But you'll never quit because you're in this together. It won't always be easy, but when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Modelo, brewed for full-time fans. Brewed for those with a fight.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral plane. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Records, hate, so I can write monumental. Methods, I'm not the king, but niggas is decaf. I stick them for the cream, check it. Just how deep can shit get? Deep as the abyss, and brothers is mad fish, accept it. In your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss, niggas get tossed to the side. And I'm the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method, banned from the Wu-Tang Clan. I be hectic and coming for the headpiece, protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket, niggas want the ruckus, busting at me, bro, now bust it, styles like it's buck wow, method man on some shit, pulling niggas fouls, I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy, out of fucking mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son, is it really real, son, let me know it's real, son, if it's really real, something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one, 24 deal, son, if it's really real, when I was a little stereo, yo, I listen to some champion. I always wonder when I will be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the dog and dog and the dog and son of rain. Then the dog and come test me.
Test me.
Me, I'm gonna lick out some brains.
For the sound bar. Brothers wanna hang with the map, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, rope off the set. Coming to your project, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise. Coming from a vet, want some movie and on shit. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I'm on shit. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the woo coming through, thinking niggas throw they garment. Moving on your last outform, it's a mess. In the representing, call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that went that old Wild West. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when it's hip hop like proper. Rhyme be the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I burn, and when you drink, have to lose straight, it's earned. I have to get my chest there to burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.
Yo, this is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the women in your family know they mind everybody business, but calling Miss Brown across the street nosy as shit, and they can't claim they can't stand nobody. That's what they do out here. On air now. from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I said multimedia. Yeah. And tonight we going in. We going in on hypocrisy. And how many faces can an individual wear to deceive others? How many? You know what I'm saying? A person who claims or pretends to have certain beliefs about what is right, but who behaves in a way that disagrees with those beliefs. I bear witness to these people daily. They show you one thing and really are upon another. Like parents who warn against things they practice themselves. I know people got this going on out here. Trust me, I know it. You know, like who say they don't, you know, they tell you don't leave dishes in the sink or something. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to see no dishes in the sink when I come home from work or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But when you come home from hanging out in the streets and all that, you know what I'm saying? Or you come home from school or whatever that, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is it was, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got coffee cups, bowls, and spoons are in the sink. Trust me, I know this. I've seen my baby moms do this to my kids. You see what I'm talking about? Don't wash the dishes, and then there you go. Everything they touch in the drawer is in the sink when I get home. But that's a whole nother story. Or wives who claim it's rude to attend to your phone while you're having dinner. Now, and I disagree with that because, you know what I mean, we don't say nothing when you got to check your Instagram every 5 goddamn minutes down, do we? We don't say nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because we ain't counting. We ain't keeping score for none of that. Definitely not. You know what I'm saying? Not even keeping score. You know what I mean? I could go on. Like the cigarette smoker who don't like weed smoke. Now, I beg to differ with that one, too, because I think one is healthier than the other if you do it right, from what I heard, according to the Surgeon Generals. You know what I'm saying? I know a few. Either way, these are examples of hypocrisy at small forms of it. Verily, most humans have a slight trait of this in which can create quarrelsome disputes and transgression. You know what I mean? Couples go through this all the time, people. You know what I mean? You already know that. You know what I'm saying? You already know. I'm quite sure it's a war of roses somewhere going on out here. You know what I mean? But it's all good. You know, where there is complaint and protesting involved. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get. You know, let's give you an example. Woman, you never want to do anything. You never want to go anywhere. You don't want to go do nothing with me. And all this and all that. All you want to do is back, 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 back. You know what I'm saying? The man, every time I ask you to do something or do this or that, you got a headache or you got a stomach ache or your feet hurt or your back hurt. Or your knees hurt, or you got cramps, or you got a goddamn attitude. Hypocrisy. Oh, can I get something?
When I first stepped on the scene, niggas was petrified. Jumped back to the lab like they were bitches by homicide. My rap flow does you right to care. And all you bitch-ass niggas in the industry, your careers won't be lasting long. When I first stepped on the scene, niggas were petrified.
rejected. I'm the fucking man who they mention. Notice that other niggas rap styles is bogus. Duty compared to this person down brutal. Blazing the stuff that ain't nice in your lace inside ya. Other be that house of a part of a bar in the rhyme that be deep into facade and adventure. Niggas need to test they freaking temperature for the sickness that be threatened with the quickness. Remedies, cousin, I be doing on my enemies. Penalty, then I drink 40 to their memories. Emotion, crossing through your jam, deep vicinity. Blood smoke in the air, it fills my head.
Out here swinging swords, you know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang Clan style, you know what I mean? You know, shout out to Method Man, you know what I'm saying? When he had teeth and a big-ass afro, you know what I'm saying? Nappy as shit. Out here scaring people, you know what I mean? But, yeah, we back on here, on air now, from Locos. We dial in people, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? And we are talking about a touchy subject, you know what I mean? We are talking about hypocrisy, you know what I'm saying? And we are surrounded by it, and a lot of us are unaware that we are upon it. Yes, we are. You know, in the line of search for explanations into why hypocrisy is so easily attached to mankind. Most views led to the terminologies of cognitive dissonance. Yes, cognitive dissonance. You know what I mean? These words here is they long as shit, but you know, these are the terminologies in which scientists use to explain where hypocrisy comes from. Now, we all know hypocrisy comes from nowhere but the shaitan, but this is the scientific terminologies and explanations in which I will give you, because this is a touchy subject, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to pardon me, excuse me, for being so damn serious about this shit here, Chinchilla back off vacation. I might wash my mouth. Hold on, let me see. All right. This is the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions and attitude changes. Again, people, this is the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions and attitude changes. Now, what the hell does that mean? Of course, that's self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? Where a person, they switching up on you. That's all, that's basically what that is. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's take an example of that. You know what I mean? Example of this is, you know, you want to be healthy, but you don't exercise regularly or eat a nutritious diets. You don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You at Wendy's every other night. You know what I'm saying? Where else you at? Huh? You done went out, Del Frisco's, all the rest of them, Cheesecake Factory, you know what I mean? Got you a double-decker Dubs, fudge, chocolate, ice cream, all that. You mean talking about you got to look good and get in this dress or whatever next week? Yes, next week. You got to get you got to lose 84 pounds by next week is what how we do it out here. You feel what I'm saying? Boom. You know, on top of drinking, smoking, you know, we know these things are unhealthy. But we want to be healthy, live healthy, and look healthy. You know what I'm saying? You know, but we do it anyway. Most people with these characteristics, you know what I'm saying? Let's just take a look at them. With these characteristics, they'll have general discomfort that has no obvious or clear source for reasonings. You know what I'm saying? You know, where they just hold up. You know, what's wrong with you? You want something else. You know what I mean? So, being as though you want something else, you got to switch up. All right, boom. A confused person, confusion, where you just confused. You might not know where the hell to go, which way is up, like Richard Pryor with a big-ass mustache, you know what I'm saying, waffling. You feel me? Acting crazy out here. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got that going on. Or feeling conflicted over a disputed subject matter, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, things may contradict one another, so you're not sure which one it is, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You like a windshield wiper out here. Don't know what's good, whether it's raining, sleet, or snowing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't doing nothing. That's dirt flying in the air. You know what I mean? Wash your damn windshields. You know what I'm saying? Or people saying to you, you're being a hypocrite. Now, if they saying that to you, you might want to keep that, or you might want to stop whatever you're doing and figure out why they saying that to you, because that's worse than all these rest of these words everybody is offended by, somebody calling you a hypocrite. That's definitely your definition of you not keeping it real out here. You keeping it zero. The opposite of a bean buck thousand, a Benjamin 100. That's the total opposite is what you're doing. You know what I mean? If you didn't know that, if someone said that to you before. And then you got being aware of conflicting views and or desires, but not knowing what to do with them. You see what I'm saying? Where you like this. Oh, man, damn, should I go to this? Yo, we going to strip club, y'all? Damn, you hanging out with the fellas ready to go to the stripper club. You know what I'm saying? And knowing you ain't supposed to touch no butts, so you go in there being Benny Hill anyway. You feel what I'm saying? That's being a hypocrite to yourself. Big transgression. You know what I'm saying? But Track Next by International. DJ Legend, Dr. O, Man, I ain't saying all that. He's this old ass ski, man. Can I get some music here, brother? Can't read right now, and I'm on Green 34.
Niggas call me the block, cause my style is back to hopping turnstiles. Say you fair, if you're goody in the chair, you can bet I get severe on the double, I harass it. I don't look for trouble, I'm already trouble. You bastards at the wicked flow that I crafted. I'm another deadly venom staff to be mastered by a psychopathic. Way beyond an average, Joe, where the hell if I float? There you have it. Start wetting everything in your section. Move that, niggas came strapped. Should've do that, do that. Pussycat rap, boy, I'll screw that. Show up, from the flow up. Don't even show up to the battle. I heard you rattle, now hold up. Is there a fucking snake in my garden? Starving for a rap treat. Stepping on my feet, parting your death before you find your death. In a fucked up situation without no help. I'm not playing, cause I don't play with nobody. Goddamn kid, know what I'm saying. I'm peeling niggas' wigs, I be spraying brothers with words, cause I gotta spit from. Shout, shout, shout. What's it over here? Shout. Shout, shout, what's that shit that they smoke? Shout.
Yo, yeah, yo, yeah. We back, y'all. We back from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. That was some incredible music with the Method Man by international DJ legend Dr. Oladele Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Oladski. You know what I'm saying? That nigga got a whole goddamn band on his going. The damn wheels are still back there with all the motherfuckers. Hold up, where'd you chill at? You know what I'm saying? Oh, how many niggas is, how many people was it, man? God damn it. But we back, right? And I believe we got a caller in queue. Caller, now listen, if you're on calling on here with your hypocrisy, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make you wear your sneakers on the wrong feet. Now, who is it?
Come on now, don't be shy. Press one.
Who the hell is this on there? Oh, did they talk to?
Nah, man, go ahead.
Here.
Okay, there he is. Oh, there you go.
Yo, what up?
Whoa, who is this?
It's Big Bad Bez rocking.
Oh, Bez, long time no hear from my friend. What's going on, my guy? How you doing tonight?
I'm chilling. I just, I see you were on there, so I hopped on. It's been a while.
Hey, listen, man, check this out, Bez. We talking about hypocrisy here and, you know, how people wear many faces to deceive others with their hypocrisy. You got any incidents that you ran into or any situations that you might want to share with us tonight real quick?
Hypocrisy, man.
The hypocrites, man.
I feel like that's something that just plagues, you know, like pretty much every interaction I have throughout any given day. I mean, you know, everyone wants to, do as I say, not as I do type shit. And, they want to put out their little image, but, you know, behind the scenes, they act completely different. So, I mean, I guess the biggest transgression is when people just really like try to judge you, you know, for being yourself when they're going around being a masked figure and shit with their hypocrisy all dripped down on them. So I don't have a specific instance, but yeah, that's something that really bothers me in general.
Right. All right, man. Shit. Well, you know, the whole thing is what I see out here is a lot of you, like you said, a lot of people, it could be both ways. A person not being pleased with others' actions or speech or methodologies or not being pleased with their own or feel like they're not stable on it or they don't stand firm upon it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a good subject. You know what I mean? But Bez, check this out, man. We're going to keep you on here for a second, right? And I got a track real quick because, you know, we on fire with the Shaolin shadow boxing out here. You know what I mean? Can I get a track next by DJ Legend Oladski? Please spin the wheels, please.
Stop. All right. Check it out.
Fuck that.
Yo. Check it out. We can all get by if we won't now. Get a fat piece of the pie if we want. Motherfuckers getting mad high when they want now. I will survive, recognize to beat the cat. What up, op niggas is strapped, ready for war on the ill block. Things just ain't peace no more, fuck it. If you ain't with me, then forget me. Niggas tried to stick me, retaliation, no hesitation, shifty. Creeping niggas in the dark, triggers with no heart, ripping ass apart. I be swimming with the sharks now. Stay out my water or it's manslaughter. Kid, your order, start reaching for that nickel-plated order. Matic, my thoughts get sporadic. Loaded raps, busted mad shots to your attic. They say this has it, this flow's a hazard. Straight from Hazard County with the bounty on his head. And it's set, wanted dead or alive. I swear by the whites of their eyes to never take a dive, I will survive. We can all get by if we won't now. Get a fat piece of the pie if we want. Motherfuckers getting mad high when they want now. I will survive, recognize and beat the cow. Eat, bop, sit, bop, bop. Here we go, star. Shit's gonna happen if niggas start acting like they want problems, you warn them, you got them. Rap contact is writing this exactly the way you should be. Attack killer bees on the swarm. Shalika my shalom, drop bombs like Karam. The ism helps to stimulate my pugilism. I bust rhymes like jism, impregnate the rhythm with the wisdom. Decipher the C, I be hyper. I dwindle the sound that rekindle like gold flames. Saliva, check the wicked flows, I deliver. Oops, I mean delivers like the Hudson River. Styles be trite, trite like a thief in the night. I be that sneaky ass nigga busting nuts in your wife. Blasted, bugging off a Cardian acid. Flipping on the mic, it's a classic.
Saying that's that Johnny Blaze, you know what I'm saying? And we back, Dial in 516-453-9133. And you on here with Clev One. You know what I'm saying? And we talking about hypocrisy and how it is pertains to cognitive dissonance. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, a lot of us fall victim to this. You know what I mean? In this day society. You know what I'm saying? When a person's behavior and beliefs do not they do not complement each other. That's what I'll say. They do not complement each other. Or when they hold two contradictory beliefs, you're being a hypocrite, people. You know what I'm saying? Just know that. Bez, what you got? You still on here, Bezel?
Yeah. What's up? Yo, check it. I got a little poem for you. Ready? In the realm of day, masks we don, hiding truths from the rising sun. Words of virtue on lips they say, yet in shadows another way. Hypocrisy's dance, a subtle art, playing dual roles, it tears apart the semblance of truth that we display, while behind closed doors, a veiled dismay.
Holy shit. Y'all heard that. You know what I'm saying? We spoken words, peoples. You know what I'm saying? Live on Lagos, Nigeria stations. You know what I mean? WBNN style. You know what I mean? Shout out to Mr. Boston. You know what I'm saying? With the perverted poems. That's my OG right there on the West Coast and East Coast. He got all both coasts locked down on the pimp talk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we took a view of the minor levels of hypocrisy, or shall I say cognitive dissonance. What should we call it? You know what I'm saying? Let's take a quick look at what are the causes real quick. With some of them, I would say, is first of all, being forced to comply with something against their beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Having to decide between different choices and having to put efforts into these goals and these choices. You know what I mean? Where you got to kind of show out, show and prove, you know what I'm saying? Type of situation. What you think about that, Bez?
You said cognitive dissonance. That's a real big problem that I see. That's something I see behind a lot of altercations people have and a lot of bad blood. It seems like it comes from cognitive dissonance. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, like the quarrels and disputes on these things, like I just said earlier, you know what I mean? You got people who, you know, they say all types of things. Yo, turn that music down. You know what I mean? But they got the TV on 100. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit like that where, you know, these things create longer versions of dialogue, unnecessary dialogue. You know what I mean? Unnecessary dialogue. You know what I mean? And verily, you know what I mean? These levels are far more major and lead to great dangers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Great dangers. You know what I mean? For instance, a person who knows that there's one God, but chooses a methodology that implements the worship of others than that. You know what I'm saying? Where a person who reads proofs and evidences and chooses another than that. You know what I'm saying? You know, clear smack in the face with facts, but chooses to incline to what is contrary. You know what I'm saying? Overall, this is disbelief in subject, I'd say. What you got to say, Buzz?
I feel like everyone's just kind of like living their own little delusion, and you know what I mean, they just kind of move shit around like it's on a little playing board to match up whoever, you know, suits them best. You know what I mean? Well, not everyone, but a lot of people live like that. And I just don't feel like that's an authentic way to be rocking out here. And you know what I mean, if you're not authentic and
Yeah, because listen, being authentic carries you a long way, because once people know that you're the fake version of something, that's it for you. You know what I mean? Weird, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Where people might give you a shot, they see you on sale and say, "Yo, let me check that out. That's on sale," whatever. Whatever a person is displaying to you, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, later on down the line, you discover that these things are nothing other but a mirage in the desert, you know what I'm saying? Some type of facade, you know what I mean? For whatever reason, only psychologically they know this, you know what I'm saying? Because all of it resorts back to whatever you are in your mind and subconsciously, you know what I'm saying? Consciously and subconsciously, and whatever realm in between that is, we'll never know what the hell is making you be someone different than who you are. But we're going to get into a track next, you know what I'm saying? Hold up, is it a whole band or is it international DJ legend Dr. O? Man, why we got to say your whole damn name, O? Can we get some Method Man?
It's Vegas, son. I said it's Vegas, son. Yo, Shaolin, what is this shit, son? What is this shit? What's up, Watcher? What's up, nigga? What's up, man? Come on, man. What's up, Kevin? Singing Brownsville, you know what I'm saying? Hey, peace on my Brownsville, nigga. What's going on? Peace on my motherfucking Portland, man.
All I hear is gunshots. Can I touch something? What the blood clot? Nigga want the cow? Make it happen. You know my fucking style. Fuck the rapping. We can take it back to 85 if you wanna start acting like you lie. It's all good. I'm rolling with my clique. Al, backwoods in Philly. Smoking sets blunt. Mixed with Illy got me flustered. Now the whole world looks dusted. I'm in the area with the steel that never rusted. For real, nigga touch it and you burn. When will motherfuckers learn? What be spreading like a germ? Haha, it's meth world. I be that early bird that got the worm, and if you check it, I'm on point, like a fax machine, you get the message. AB's no question, if and but the second guessing. Keep your thoughts on your lessons, what the blood clot? To tell the truth, you don't amaze me. Killer Hill Project, a Star Trek phaser couldn't face me. What? Check the radar ruckus, fuck this. Smoke the Dutch master, have him screaming for the Dutchess. Yeah, I gotta have it, so I strive to stack my pace. If I don't do it for my gel, I'ma do it for case, cause that's my people. I'm giving you injections that be lethal. Weapons, when niggas start to half-stepping, then I get evil. But don't let that negative vibe right there mislead you. I'm humble, a fucking killer bee, bumper bumble. I sting you, and I bring you 36 chambers, the headbanger, bitch, why I deal with? I think the mic's on the fritz, faggot sound, man, they be sabotaging shit. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Let the cat, let the whole world know my fucking name. What the blood clot? Yeah,
what,
on this thing. First of all, I'd like to give a big up, peace, and shout out to my brothers in the belly of the beast, Raider Ruffin. We friends to the end and back again, baby. One love, Jen Lover, Shitty Brain, Puffhead, Bill, the PLF, Stat Dad, Dusty, Storm, Sue, still in here, nigga. John Merrill, one love, baby. Nice, Uncle Eric, AKA Shane, I ain't forget you, nigga. Shaq King, Nut, Big Shaq, K Finn, Big Free from Cypher Heat, all the fugitives on the run, everybody from Rikers Island to San Quentin, and a big major shout out to my old dad who just got home on work for me. Keep your heads up, niggas.
Yo, we back, y'all. Live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Y'all got to pardon me, you know what I'm saying? I'll be forgetting. Brother O is a doctor now, you know what I'm saying? So we got to give him the whole long-ass name, like how you see in the office, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Oladeli M. Ngozi, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dr. O, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me? AKA Honey B Olaski. He like five people tonight, y'all. God damn. You know what I'm saying? But yo, check this out. We got caller two, ain't you? You know what I'm saying? Now caller, if you're gonna come on here being a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna pull your pants over your head and put your shirt around your ass. Now who is it?
Hi, Clev. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Mo? How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
I want to make a comment about hypocrisy in healthcare. As you know, I've worked in nursing for 23 years. I saw hypocrisy in many areas, but the one that stands out the most is mental health. I used to watch nurses. Yeah, I used to watch nurses mistreat patients that had mental illness. They would play tricks on them and do all kind of stuff, and then they would go out to the families and present a completely different picture. I was like, wow.
Yo.
So I've seen that. Yes, I have.
I know a few people like that. They gremlins in real life, and then smile you down like the sunshine never goes away.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this, though, because this is, you know, have you ever caught yourself being a hypocrite?
I think at times I caught myself, like, with family members when I would say, you know, do such and such. I would end up saying things like, do as I say, not as I do. Then I had to check myself, you know. You're like, wait a minute, I'm doing that too. I need to stop doing that, you know. So, yeah, I've seen it with myself, mostly in family, especially when I was younger. But as I got older, I kind of outgrew that. But, yeah, it was there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. All the way insane.
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, hearing this, a lot of times, I you know, it's different sides to it to hear it. You know, you'd be surprised what you hear. But whatever I hear, a lot of it I've witnessed and noticed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And these are things in which that gives me the reminder on how to watch myself. And whatever it is, like whatever we on and what we firm upon, we got to be firm upon that, especially if it's some righteous, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It's
some righteousness in it. So, you know what I mean? We trying to keep it that way. You know what I mean? Try to make sure that people know that hypocrisy is real, and it, we can fall into it all different kinds of ways and not know it, where you could be the holiest person in the world, if so, so you say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But unknowingly or knowingly, your practices are contrary.
Right.
To what it is you preach or you display or you claim you implement out here. So
right.
Yeah, you know, good looking for stopping in, Mo. What you got cooking next? Anything subjects hot? Because you know you keep real out here with us.
Well, my next show, Breaking the Silence, will be on September the 8th, this Friday, and we'll be discussing healing from racial trauma.
All right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's good look.
All right.
All right, Mo, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Keep up the good conversation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yo, we got Baz on still on here?
Yeah.
Yo, hey, Baz, man. Yeah. Now, check this out, bro. Check this out. Now, we already done looked into it, right? You know, how many different ways can a person become a hypocrite? Like, you know what I mean? This is what we're saying, right? Or, like, for instance, the person who knows they do not practice a thing does or poses as someone who does these things. You know what I'm saying? This is how people get hooked on all these insane drugs out here. What would you think about that?
Yeah, it's definitely leads to a lot of vices in general, and it also leads to like what they call a confirmation bias, where like, you know what I mean, you interpret information that aligns with your existing beliefs, and it further reinforces your dissonance. I feel like once you start mixing the drugs in there with that, that even accelerates that.
Yeah, because it's like you're doing more things. Like, for instance, let's take the, Clev One used to drink beer with prostitutes, you know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, you know, we know who prostitutes are, right? But you know you're not supposed to be around them. But whatever money they was making, they was sharing it with me. Not to say that I was they pimp or nothing. I'm not into pimping. But they liked to drink beer. So that's what it was. But some of them didn't like beer. However, they drunk beer because they was around me. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, damn, you know what? Who am I to judge them because they was being prostitutes and I'm not. You see what I'm saying? So I guess we was being hypocrites. What you think?
Right? Yeah. I mean, I've definitely called myself in the past. You know what I mean? Starting to judge other people where I was like, shit, I'm doing the same type of shit. And then, like, yeah, with that confirmation bias, like there's been plenty of times where I was drinking or doing some type of pharmaceuticals or something, and it basically, if I was able to like accomplish something while I was doing it, then my confirmation bias told me that, yeah, this might be the wave I should be on, and it basically confirmed that I should keep doing whatever the hell I was doing, the substances or the drinking or whatever, just because, you know what I mean, I might have had some type of success while I was under the influence of it.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting, you know what I'm saying? That is very interesting, Baz. Hold that thought, though, man, because we're getting deep into this, you know what I mean? But track next by international DJ legend Dr. Oled Deli M. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee, Oled Ski, and the Wills Are Still.
Sing it, bitch. Oh, boy. Niggas. Ladies. Yeah. Oh, boy. Come on. Yeah. Just a few of the things that I... Yeah, I gotta have that new shit, new whip, blue six, now who this? Windows half down, bumping woo shit, the truth is, this is just a few of the things that I... Hell yeah, I gotta have them big props, big rocks, glisten in the wristwatch, tick-tock, to make a pit stop, the cop a ziplock. This is just a few of them things that I... Fuck yeah, I gotta have that seat next to Oprah, Bentley with the chauffeur, rubbing cola, spilling on $1 million sofa. This is just a few of them things that I... Hell yeah, I gotta have my next pair of fresh air. Dress me in the best wear, meth, yeah. Won't respect anyone, it's check clear. This is just a few of them things that I... Fuck yeah. Now if there's something I want, no need for me to front. Why stunt? Better notify them niggas from the jump. Oh yeah, I got to have it. And no joke, I got to have it. If there's something I need, don't have to beg or plead. My weed got them high, just look at their eyes, please. Oh yeah, I got to have it. Ain't no joke, I got to have yeah. it. I gotta have that mansion in the yacht, with room to park the Phantom on the yacht. Eat, watch me leave them haters on the dock, yeah. This is just a few of them things that I... Damn right. I gotta have them pop bottle shots, hollow plus the next top model, staring down their nostrils in them Ferragamo goggles. This is just a few of them things that I... Fucking A, I gotta have a new spot to live, a few props to give, one for each verse I did with Tupac and Big, y'all. This is just a few of them things that I, damn right, I gotta have BS cuts a jet, plus some marijuana dealer with the best stuff, you know that meth puff, y'all, and guess what, this is just a few of them things that I, fucking A. Now if there's something I want, no need for me to front, why stunt, better notify them niggas from the jump, oh yeah, I got to have it. No joke, I got to have it. If there's something I need, don't have to beg or plead. My weed got them high, just look at their eyes, please. Oh yeah, I got to have it. Ain't no joke, I got to have it. I gotta have a fast car to crash ball, place the stash, the heaters in the dashboard, and then I need no limits on that black card. This is just a few of them things that I...
Hell yeah, I gotta have them verses and them hooks, plus a little paper off the books and a Playboy bunny that can cook, nigga. It's just a few of them things that I fuck yeah. I gotta have the first class and first class, button up Cavalli on the shirt, tagging honey with that Louis on a purse bag. It's just a few of them things that I hell yeah. I gotta have them hardcore beats and loose links that all play for keeps when we mobbing on these New York streets, nigga. It's just a few of them things that I fuck yeah. Now if there's something I want, no need for me to front. Why stunt? Better notify them niggas from the jump. Oh yeah, I got to have it. And no jump, I got to have it. If there's something I need, don't have to beg or plead. My weed got them high, just look at their eyes, please. Oh yeah, I got to have it. And no jump, I got to have it. Now if there's something I want, no need for me to front. Why stunt? Better notify them niggas from the jump. Oh yeah, I got to have it. No joke, I got to have it. If there's something I need, don't have to beg or plead. My weed got them high, just look at their eyes, please. Oh yeah, I got to have it. And no joke, I got to have it.
Hey, yo, yeah, we back, you know what I'm saying? And we talking about hypocrisy, you know what I mean? Verily, we are. And I got a caller in queue. Yes, I do. You feel what I'm saying? And call them. Don't get on here. Now, if you somebody that be complaining about the toilet seat being up, I'm going to flush your ass down the toilet. If you somebody that don't flush the toilet back behind yourself. Now, who is it? I said hello. Who is it?
What's going on? It's Jetty A-Track.
Oh, is Jetty just coming in from the wilderness? Where the hell was you at, Jetty, in the basement?
Man, I had to. There's a lot of things.
Jetty is on espionage.
I'm on super espionage. I can't even stay long, but you know, I just came to show my love.
Man.
So, you know, I rock the truth. That's LA, you know, I rock the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to show my love, your flowers, you know what I mean? I saw the gentry dropping all cognitive dissonance, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot to say about that, but me and you won't have to break bread on some things, you know what I'm saying? Like, apart from being on these lines, like, connect some other dots on some other lines, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, absolutely, brother, and I'm going to tell you this, you know what I mean? Salute and shout out to you pulling off the espionage to get on here with me. I trust me, I've been there, my man. Yeah, man.
What's up?
Real quick. What can you share with me in regards to the hypocrisy, man? I know you've seen something going on.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Course,
you're a very, very observant brother, so I know you got something.
Yes, sir. It all drives back to self-love and knowledge of self, you know what I'm saying? Like what you're saying as far as you kicking it with the ladies and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? That did what they did as far as to get their money and whatnot. How some women ain't really rock with certain things that, you know what I mean, what the crew would do, but because they were in the crew, they would end up doing that shit too, you know what I'm saying? Like, knowledge of self is just the first step. The next step of knowledge of self is the application of knowledge of self to your surroundings and the things that you interact with and the things that you become a part of, because we sign contracts every day. The minute you agree to do something with somebody, you just sign a contract, you know what I'm saying? So be aware of the contracts that you sign with people, and I'm not talking about pen and pad. I'm talking about your words, you know what I'm saying? The life and death is in the power of the tongue, so be aware of the contracts that you sign, and that's all I got to say. So we'll give you a shampoo, 9:30 tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. Chef, I love you. Claire One, I love you.
Yo, that's my boy right there. Yo, you heard him, man. Jetty A-Track, man. Yo, my man pulled the espionage off to give us them gems, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy right there, man. That's how we do it, man. Hang glottin' out here. You know what I mean? You heard him, man. He's going to be lighting the king's foot up near tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's heat waving out here. You feel me? But, yo, caller four. I got a caller four going on. You know what I'm saying? Now, caller four. Now, don't make me open this pack of Rayovac 9 volts and duct tape them to your hands if I hear your thing going off in the background. Now, who is it?
Hey, I just want to say what's up? This is Coach Champ, a.k.a. The Transporter. Am I on?
Yes, you're on, Champ. Good evening, my man.
All right.
You're popping and swooping in on me out of nowhere, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always hang gliding. But yeah, man, the most dangerous hypocrisy, we talk about the government, we talk about people, we talk about religion, but the most dangerous one is families, man. They messing these kids up with a lot of things that they putting in their minds. The kids start seeing what's going on. Then they running out here, you know, causing havoc. So I would say that that is probably the most dangerous form of hypocrisy right now in the black community and a lot of communities is this generation of parenthood. We're making lethal weapons out here. So I'd like your feedback on that, brother.
Oh, man. Yo, that's Coach Champ, y'all. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. the Transporter. If y'all know who that is, make Clef one slide up on you, and then you'll find out then. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, Champ. You know what I mean? Those were gems right there because a lot of us skip past the parts, those parts of the hypocrisy, dealing with the families, dealing with the children, dealing with the, you know, all the things, the co-parentings, all these different types of stages of families in which we have going on. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, we, you know, if it's a village of us, you know what I'm saying, we can't be sectioned off at times when there's transgression, you know what I mean? There should be some delegation going on to kind of, you know, get things going right, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, what you got going on, Champ, you know what I mean? Tell us how we can get at you, you know what I'm saying? Let us know real quick how we can get at you, Champ.
All right, I'm always around the community events. Basically, I'm out here in Delaware. We have a lot going on in the communities, outreach. Mental health is the theme right now. We're just trying to keep everybody 100, let them know that there is love out there. We're going back to school as far as making sure the kids is, you know, got full stomachs. They got, you know, clean haircuts, things like that. So you can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me pretty much anywhere in Philadelphia that there's something's really going on. All right. I'm going to say that one more time. Okay. My Facebook is Cliff Moore at Facebook. And I'm always around. Thanks.
Yo, you heard that. That was Champ. You know what I'm saying? Track next by international DJ legend Dr. Oladeli Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee, Olad Ski. Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all. Guess who's back? Probably sold your mama crack. Yeah, yeah. Scott Storch. Mr. M.E.F. Note I said F. Black people don't use the T.H., y'all. Yes, yeah. Guess who's back, though? Crack, though. Yes, eyes and hat low. Astro, Piff in the sock, you know how that go. Rap flow, major, taste the flavor all natural. Hot, you gotta love it when the track goes. And Def Jam was hot, three letters, M-E-F, man, bang, stop, that's off top. Young, fresh to death in York, not, no matter what the job, I'm the best man. Rap CEO, mine is the yes man. I know that's right, so act right. Statin' on the map like fuck y'all. Get stuck, y'all, and have a bad night as I brush off my shoulder. That's life, my nigga Scott Storch keep bringing it back like. Oh boy, dig it, I talk about it and I live it. Been there, did it, shit it, and wipe my ass with it. These critics sort of trained for brains and must have missed it. If they ain't got it, shit, they never get it. Never get it. Is it me or is it these niggas in it for G? Is it me or my enemies hating on Killer B? Is it me or is it me that ain't feeling the seas with the top down, willing to be, feeling the breeze? Is it me or is it these niggas spitting the same? Is it me or my enemies throwing shit in the game? Is it me or the industry that really got to change? Once again, this group playing cause y'all forgot the name. I spit germ. Early bird gets worm, man. Now that it's his turn, clowns don't get turns. And fuck with a chick firm. When she get hot, you get burned. And see, I'm not kidding. When will these kids learn? That I'm that dude. And allergic to whack juice. Blast if I have to. Man, y'all don't give me no hassle. Who rap rotten apple to death and getting at you? Make heartbeats pound like the track dude. Ask me, this raspy voice nigga is nasty. Khakis hanging off of his ass, eyes is glassy. Guess fuck, that's us. Niggas know where to catch me. At 1-800, get at me. Get at me. Flow, no hoes barred, holy jihad. Is the head nigga in charge, Mac back on his jaw. Like back in the days, back when the game was hard. And when they reminisce over, woo, my God. Is it me or is it these niggas in it for cheese? Is it me or my enemies hating
got to change. Once again, this group banging, they jump up
to the bang. David stepped up, checked up, man, this game is messed up. Next up, you know what it is, don't get it effed up. Meth what? FYI, you need a heads up. And I don't mean to beat you in the head, but when I spit that, forget that. I eat these niggas food and shit rap. Where Cliff at? Tell him Mr. Meth got his shit back, the gift back. Sign still delivered and gift wrapped. Then when you hear that click clack, that's real talk. Some niggas will talk, but the cops get killed off. Man, how did you get caught with all the rock and still walk? No matter what you mix with a pig, it's still pork. Your money is still boss. Yeah, that was right on cue. New and improved. On these dudes, trying to walk in my shoes, doing my moves. But that's cool, cause I'ma make it do what it do with this W. Now can I get a shoe, motherfucker?
Is it me or is it these niggas in it for cheese?
Is it me
or my enemies hating on killer bees?
Is it me
or is it me that ain't filling the seas with the top down, willing to be, filling the breeze?
Is it me
or is it these niggas spitting the same?
Is it me
or my enemies throwing shit in the game?
Is it me
or the industry that really got to change? Once again, this group playing, bitch, I forgot the name.
Yo, man, we back, man, and we got it on fire about this hypocrisy out here. You feel what I'm saying? Now, you just heard Coach Champ, you know what I'm saying, where he made a big point of view about, you know, the families and the discord between the families. However, the most I've seen of the, unfortunately, of the hypocrisy was in the religious practices, because Beverly, the lack of religious practices is what creates the lack of guidance upon the family members. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody freestyling and don't know which way is up. You know what I'm saying? Like Richard Pryor with a big ass mustache. You see what I'm saying? You know, but this is what I'm going to say, though. You know, as it was described about hypocrisy, I mean, based on what is sent down and what's prescribed, you know what I mean, for those who you know, read Bibles, you know what I'm saying? You got Matthew 23. Read Matthew 23, 1 through 15, right? And you'll clearly see what it says. And some of that is, I believe, red words, you know what I'm saying, from the man, you know what I mean? You feel me? You know, Esau, the son of Mariam, you know what I'm saying? That's what was who he was telling you. You know what I mean? Matthew 23, you know what I mean? 1 through 15, you know what I'm saying? We'll do it for those who ascribe themselves to the followers of these things, I'll say. 1 through 15, Matthew, you know what I'm saying? You know, and that this is, you know, shout out for those who propagate these things and don't have a clue what they propagating, you know what I'm saying? And those who act and speak upon things they have no knowledge of. You know what I'm saying? You know, and of course, sad to say, more than many. More than many. So check this out. I got another caller in queue, I believe. You know what I'm saying? Now, caller, now, don't get on here being a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Talk about you don't use profanity. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and if I catch
well,
you one curse word,
who is this?
Clever what?
Oh, hold on. This is sound like
this is Mr.
Word.
Boss.
Oh Lord, Mr. Boss.
This is Mr. Boss.
Oh, here we go. This is OG.
Oh, you know,
OG,
you know, you're gonna get my take on all this, right?
Oh my goodness, man.
You know,
y'all done got the OG started tonight with this one. You know what I'm saying? Now, I need you to lay it on me.
My favorite subject, because this history book that we interpret and have been interpreted by people that don't really understand what they're interpreting, because they never, you know, these preachers and these evangelists and stuff, they think, God gave me this. God ordained me to do this. Okay, so if God ordained you to do this, wouldn't you think that he would tell you to go look at the old scrolls and study the old scrolls and learn the root words of what you're speaking? Because if you ain't learned the root words of what you speaking, well, then you don't know what you're talking about. Because it's been, that book has been changed so many times that if you don't know the root word, well, then you don't know nothing. This is why in the churches today, they call their congregation sheep because they listen to anything. They listen to sound. They'll follow the pastor to hell and back. And all the pastor's preaching is money, money, money. Money, money, money. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If I ever walked into a church and all the pastor's doing is preaching about money, I'm going to ask him one question. He's going to throw me out the church. Why are you not putting the money back into the community or buying a $500,000 home and driving a Hummer? You're a hypocrite because you're not supposed to take. You're not supposed to take from your congregation and invest it in another neighborhood that you live in where the sheep in your church don't. What you going to do when that mother of the church who's been a mother of that church for 40 years and she can't pay her gas bill, you're going to tell her she got to go to the motherboard? No, pastor, if you was any kind of real pastor, you would go in your pocket right then and there and give it to her. Simple as that. I'm giving you my money. I've been giving you my money for 40 years. You can't just go in your pocket and give me $30. You see, this is the kind of thing that I see all over the country. You know, all over the country that they take, invest in their own stuff, send their kids to the best colleges, but they put nothing back in the neighborhood. They never come back and help the neighborhood, clean the neighborhood up. They always take. Those are the people who are most dangerous to us. Those are the people who twisting the word and feeding it to our people and keep them twisted, keep them slaves to that church. You understand? You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. Because I can say a whole lot more, but I ain't gonna say no more because it gets deeper than that.
Oh, man, y'all heard that. Mr. Boston, y'all, setting it on fire with the Kingsford. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Tell them how we get at you, Tell them how we get at you, Mr. Boston.
Well, let me tell you how you get to me. You come to the Boston Chronicles on the first Tuesday of every month. Come in, listen to the show, talk to the host, talk to the DJ, because the DJ is a bad dude over there on that spin table. You come on over there and support the platform at WBNN and the Boston Chronicles, first Tuesday night of every month. Or you can come to Facebook and just type in my name, and you'll see all 10 of the pages that I have on Facebook. Or you can go to Twitter, or you can go to WordPress, or you can go anywhere on the Internet and find me. You know what I'm saying? Because words have verbal power. Words have educative value. Words with educative value and power teaches growth. MPG.
You heard that, Joe. You heard that from Mr. Boston, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicles. You know what I mean? So check this out, y'all. What he just was speaking about real quick before I get this other call on, you know what I'm saying, is the hypocrisy and what is prescribed for the people, you know what I'm saying? Where verily it is clear that my man told you that everything must be fulfilled through the laws of your Moses in the front, you know what I'm saying? But everything people want to follow is in the back. If you read it real carefully, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in these pages, I'll say. Next caller, who are you?
All right, now we go right back to Bez, you know what I'm saying? Call it, you know, got loose.
Oh,
it's okay. Yeah.
Oh, we lost him.
Here.
All right, it's all good. It's all good. We got Bez. You still here, Bez?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, because this is a serious subject here. You know what I mean? A serious subject here. And like I was just saying, you know what I mean? Mr. Boston was just saying, you know what I mean, about the Creflo Dollars out here and all that kind of stuff. We see this all the time, you know what I mean, where, you know, they go ahead and get up there every Sunday or whatever they doing in there, you know what I'm saying? But if you sit them down and read, you know, you ask them a few things about what's in that book, you know what I mean? You discover they don't really know much of it, you know what I'm saying? Except a verse or two at a time, you know what I'm saying? That's how I've seen it. That's how I've witnessed it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we not going to grind them up tonight. You know what I mean? But Beverly, these are something people should pay attention to and think about. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. And if anybody got as far as the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, you have Surah 63, Al-Munafiqun, which is the hypocrites, or the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is, you know what I'm saying, in the front of the book, if you got to that part of the scriptures. You know what I mean? Where it is clearly explained and clarified, you know what I mean? In which I previously presented about Matthew 23, verse 1 through 15. It is clearly confirmed in the book of the Quran, you know what I'm saying? And furthermore, described the hypocrites as being sent to the lowest depths of the hellfire. Now, people can act like they don't believe in any of that or not, but we all know that there's a heaven and a hell. If you don't believe in that, you might be being a hypocrite on purpose. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's unanimous on what those places are. Beverly unanimous, you know what I'm saying? You know, because acting holy and knowing you're not, knowing everything, you know what I'm saying? Knowing everything, you know, you stand on is against the rules, is acting, you know what I'm saying? Impose of hypocrisy, acting imposing hypocrisy. Like, for instance, is acting tough, knowing you soft, being a hypocrite. What you got to say, Baz, about that?
I feel like my man Socrates kind of sums it up. He said, I know that I am intelligent because I know that I know nothing. And basically what he's saying is that, you know what I mean, his acknowledgement of his own ignorance and his humility is what keeps him from becoming a hypocrite, because he's constantly, you know, questioning his knowledge and beliefs and maintains a consistency between his professed values and his actions. I feel like that sums it up. I feel like since you were taking it back to some biblical shit, I would take it back to some ancient knowledge gods and shit.
Yeah, because you know we can go back to any, we can use any of these guys as examples, any type of line of history for as example, whether it's, you know, religious history or, you know what I'm saying, conquership or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, people building their civilizations. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, the bottom line is we know things, that's what, and we do the total opposite a lot of the times, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the times when we do so, that this is a slight form of it, you know what I mean? You know, I would say, you know what I'm saying? You know, do we all have it? Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know, so... Hey, Bez, let me ask you this. What you got to say as far as, you know, we're going to close out in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But what advice would you have for the people, you know what I'm saying, that may be suffering from hypocrisy or may be witness to hypocrisy, you know, being transgressed against based on dealing with a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? What would you got to say real quick to that?
I mean, as far as dealing with hypocrites, I mean, in my personal experience, I think I've had the most success, not by like coming at them in a real confrontational way, but kind of using you know, linguistic trickery to kind of make them feel like they you know, uncovered their hypocrisy on their own rather than me like pointing it out to them. And I feel like sometimes if you kind of lead someone, you know, towards it, they might not have really ever seen themselves in that light. So maybe sometimes once they see themselves in such a light, they might feel, you know what I mean, embarrassed or otherwise motivated to change. And then, like, I feel like as far as you know, maintaining, you know, a life without hypocrisy ourselves, I mean, the best thing I could say is to just, you know, like your man said, knowledge of self, and just, you know, take time every night and, you know, every morning to reflect quietly without distractions and think about, you know, just you know, sit quietly with yourself. And I feel like you'll lead yourself towards the right, you know, the right way.
I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, check this out, right? We got a caller 7 in queue, you know what I mean? Caller, who is it? You know what I'm saying? Don't be on here being with the hypocrisy and all that. Who is this?
Hello, Cleveland. How are you? This is Tiana Seeks.
Oh, what's up, little Fight Fight? How you doing this evening?
Hello, Big Fight Fight. How
yeah.
are you?
You know what I'm saying? I like to fight while I'm smiling at people, too.
Well, that never happened to me, so I don't know. You're on your own with that one. But I just called you to support your show, you know. If you have a question for me at all.
Yes. You know, I got 15,000 questions for you, and I'm quite sure you got 99,000 answers. So let me start with one. Let me start with one here, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever been guilty of hypocrisy?
I think that I give pretty good, like, throughout my life, I give pretty good relationship advice, but I found that, you know, there are times in my own relationships, like, after I've given this advice, that I didn't follow it myself because I got caught up as well. So I've seen that, like, wait a minute, and I caught myself, like, wait a minute, I've been telling these people don't do this or whatever it is or handle it this way, and I just, like, you know, totally blindsided, and I follow my own advice. You know, as far as, like, it could be just something as simple as respecting yourself or something that you shouldn't tolerate, and I ended up doing it myself. So I've seen that, definitely.
Righteous. And yeah. that's a reality one, because I think we all been smacked in the face with that one, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, where we're in the position to give someone advice, giving them the correct advice, because that's the advice we should be giving them. However, placing ourselves in the same predicament and not following the advice in which we just gave.
Yep.
Yes, I believe that we may have all been victim to this one, that one there, you know what I'm saying? And that's a good point there, you know what I mean? A little fight, you know what I'm saying? That's jewelry on the table right there. Where you get that jewelry from? You got that from down Mike's down area, or you was down 8th of Walnut?
I'm sorry, my brother. I'm not familiar. We don't have jewelry in my village. We only have banana trees. That's it. And lion meat. You had some lion meat last night in the soup I gave you. You should know.
Well, damn, that's the reason why I got heartburn out here. Somebody got to bring me some Rolaids from that shit.
You ate too much. My village said, do not let him back here. He eats too much.
Well, check this out. All them Ethiopian wings and all that, whatever y'all had on the table, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking that up. Excuse me, hold on. Chinchilla and she vegan.
Yeah,
so I ain't gonna keep talking about long.
Go ahead, what you gonna say?
No, yes. Let's hear what your show about, because I was about to ask you.
Okay.
What
the
you got cooking up?
Because
you got 90 shows.
So my next show is September 13th, Yo Nací Para Amarte, which is the show for the Latin community, and it means I was born to love you. And my other show, The Power of Thoughts, is September 23rd, where I encourage people to change their perception so they're able to change their life for the better. And once again, I am Tiana Speaks, and you can catch both of those shows at 9:30 p.m.
You heard that, y'all. That was Lil Fight, a.k.a. Baby Bop. Tiana Speaks, y'all. You know what I mean? Let's get some Ngozi time going. Brother O.
Let me rock. Let me catch. You ready? Let me bone. This is all of his ancestors. Yo,
what's up, son?
What's up, kid?
What's going on, kid?
Yo, man, I'm just doing my thing, man.
Everything dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing it by high stakes. Making my way all 5 days. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Picking up white boys on ball court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out.
Clever One, 2022 International Wonder, and one day, hopefully, a Hall of Famer. And last year, the Sony Griffin Award winner, and of course, the Lineage Host of the Year. And this topic of hypocrisy is so important, because if you're not who you are, it's on the show, and people have receipts on you. Trust me, I got a lot of receipts on everybody. And when they prove me wrong, when I believed in you, woe to you. Tonight, we congratulate Clever One on his outstanding 14th debut in all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in championship, fourth consecutive. He's a legend. This man is the only host in the annals of rookies to have 10 straight all-time connection records. Started back, you know, boom, started a new outstanding streak. Of four. I'm so proud of Clever One and what he gives to us every single month right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. He's becoming a legend, y'all, in front of your eyes. Tomorrow night, I have another person who is a rookie personified great. Class of 2023, Mr. Jetty 8-Track, Soul Genius Jam, Blue, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these wonderful, on these stations via the Beverly Nation. And, of course, WNN has advertising to engage in time multimedia.
Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malay Wengozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, that goes for my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malay Wengozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant. Now back to, again, the 2022 Sonya Griffin Award recipient, the Linear New Host of the Year, Class of 2022, Outstanding, Clever One.
Yo, man, shout out to Dr. O, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard that, y'all, man. We trying to build the bricks and stand the sticks up. You feel what I'm saying? But real quick, like, do we all know hypocrites? Yes, we do. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it a bean, Buck Thousand goes further than what that does. It goes further in life. You know what I'm saying? When you keep it a bean, Buck Thousand. You know what I'm saying? Once the truth is brought to you, stay true to it. Stop being chameleons and have some type of dignity out here, y'all, in what you choose to be on, what you're doing out here. Shape-shifting into other kind of people than who you are can cause confusion and other forms of misguidance. You know what I'm saying? And we do not want that. But we signing out here, and that's what we got for tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your little cousins done picked all the shrimp out of the seafood salad at the cookout. Check your satellite.
Niggas in the industry, your careers won't be lasting long. When I first stepped on the scene, niggas was petrified. Went back to the lab like they were being chased by homicide. My rap flow does you right to hell, and it will never be wrong. And all you bitch-ass niggas in the industry, your careers won't be lasting long now.
Check it, I'm the fucking man who does. Notice that other niggas' rap styles is bogus. Duty compared to this versatile voodoo. Blazing the stuff that ain't nice when you're lacing. It's not just mother be that house of a part of a bar in the rhyme that be deep as a facade in adventure. Niggas need to test they freaking temperature for the sickness that be spreading with the quickness. Remedies, cousin, I be doing on my enemy. Penalty, then I drink 40 to their memories. Emotion, crossing through your damn deep vicinity. Blood smoke in the air, it feels my head.